gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Logan has been sending me some really great photography from their place in Prescott, Arizona, hummingbirds and some of the landscaping they're doing, and potted plants and various kinds of things. Beautiful area where they are right now. Always traveling around the country, as you know if you've listened to the show. We talked off the air with the winner of the contest this morning. Ann got the identification of the contest photograph right. We had somebody guess online before she got in. Thought it was Red Buckeye. That was not, it was an interesting guess, but that's not what it was. Ann got it right, that it is Fire Spike. And it's kind of a tropical, semi-tropical plant. I have it functioning as a perennial in my garden in the back. It kind of limps along. It really doesn't like, I think if we had a real cold winter, it'd probably take it out. You'd have to use it almost as a as an annual. It starts blooming now. It blooms late summer and into the fall. And very beautiful, as you can see in the photograph. And that's not even a very good photograph. It's the only one I could find real quick when I decided to use that plant. Somebody had asked me about it, so I decided to make it the contest. So she's won one of the natural organic courses. You can see how to join up and sign up yourself if you want to by going to dirtdoctor.com. It's right there on the top of the home page. And there's a base cost for it. It's 15 chapters. You take the chapters one at a time. You have to pass the test 100% on each chapter and then go to the next. And at the end, you get a certification from our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, and you will be official at that point. It's not just for professionals. Professionals are taking it, having their guys and gals take it, get a discount if you know there's multiple people involved. Schools, nonprofit also get discounts, but it is also good for homeowners. It there's enough detail for professionals, no question about it. Really goes into a lot of detail, but it's not too complicated for homeowners, and a lot of homeowners are doing it just to make their natural organic programs that they're doing work even better. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of good feedback from people about the test. Let's see what else we need to do real quick before we go to the phones. I'm going to catch up and then on the phones, and then we will get into some in Howard's garden stuff. Curtis, Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Curtis. Listening on WCPT. What's up?
I just switched over off a speakerphone.
Okay.
I planted an orange trumpet vine on a fence next to my neighbor, realized it was going to cause him lots of problems.
Yeah.
And tried digging it out about 2 feet down, apparently did not get the root out, and it is about coming up about 8 feet into my yard, and it's gone underneath his sidewalk and coming up about 10 feet into his yard. And I, in desperation, started using brush kill to just try and spray the vine that's coming up out of the ground, which kills that portion of it. But, you know, then we get a rain and I end up with 8 new sprouts coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I feel like I created a monster.
Yeah, you kind of did, Curtis. Did you buy this from a reputable nursery?
Yes, I purchased it mail order.
Mail order.
It was from a nursery.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those vines that we don't recommend at all anymore for just the same reason that you're running into. And the bad news for you is that there's only one solution, and that's physical removal, which means just continuing to, it, when it sprouts, get like I do with my bamboo. I was talking in the first hour.
Right.
Use that little grubbing hoe and chop not only the shoot out, but try to you know, dig as much of the root that it's growing from out as you can as well. And that's really all you can do.
Will each one of those shoots that's coming out grow its own roots? Am I looking at a multiplied problem?
Yeah, but if you keep the top cut off, and if you can get your neighbor to work with you,
I'm helping him out with it.
Yeah,
my problem.
What you need to do is you need to keep the foliage completely gone, you know, so it will use up its underground the stored energy in those underground pieces of the root. And
okay.
So it's just an ongoing deal, and you've got to keep chopping it out or mowing it out, and finally it will die out. But it just takes a lot of physical effort to get it all gone.
All right. Well, I got my work cut out for
yep.
me. Thank you.
Wish I had an easier way, but that's the only way to go.
All right, sir.
Thanks. Curtis. Yeah, trumpet vine's what we're talking about there, and some people will tell you, and we mistakenly did too. In my early books, I said, you know, if you use the Madame Galen, one of the new fancy hybrids, that you won't have that problem. And it's true that the native, the mother plant, does become much more invasive than the newer ones, but the newer ones do as well. Do not plant trumpet vine unless it is in a big concrete container and cannot go anywhere. Here's Raymond in Lancaster, Texas. Hi, Raymond.
Hey, Dr. Garrett. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Dr. Garrett. I've been trying to find boric acid to mix for roach control in my rent houses.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I was able to buy it at Walmart from the pharmacy.
Yeah.
In fact, this year I've tried that's different places, and no one knows anything about it. The greenery and walks ahead said they carried it, but they're out of it. You know any place where I can get just straight boric acid?
Yeah, boric acid shouldn't be that hard to find, Raymond. If you just go to one of the big box stores, they ought to have boric acid in the stores in pretty good bulk. If you go to any of the pest control companies that – you know, come out and treat your place, they could probably sell you some, you know, because they buy it probably in pretty good bulk. So I'm surprised that it would be hard to find. I would guess that all of the hardware stores like Ace Hardware would have boric acid in stock.
Which is that Ace Hardware? It's over there on the Northwest Highway. I can't think of the name of it. They might have it.
Gecko Hardware, I'm almost positive, would have it in stock. If you go in there, go check that out.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Howard.
All right.
I checked several pharmacies, and they all try to...
Yeah, pharmacy would have it, but they would also be charging too much for it. You want to buy it in a hardware store or a farm store or something like that, and you're going to get a bulkier product and a lot better price.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Howard. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call, Raymond. Thanks. All righty. We have wide open lines, which I'm delighted about. You can start loading up again while I go through a few things here I need to do. The number is 866-444-3478. Say hi to Mary Rose when you call in. What to do in the month of August? And like I said, we have this calendar in the organic manual, the little red one, or if you have one of the past ones, it comes in various colors. Every time I redid it, I changed the color of the cover. You'll have this information. It's on dirtdoctor.com as well. This is a time of the year. It's kind of an interesting time, and I'm going to be doing exactly this, to plant flowers in the garden. It's a real nice growing season from this point, now that it's cooled down a little bit, and even though it probably is going to get hot once again. But it's a perfect time to plant things like portulaca, purslane, marigolds, and zinnias. One of my favorite plants, it gets really big, but it's dramatic as it can be. It's called Copper Canyon Daisy. Give that a whirl. A lot of people will tell you that you need to plant wildflowers in the fall. But actually, if you think about how nature does it, nature throws down the seed of wildflowers right after the flowers fade and the seed mature. When does that happen for a lot of wildflowers? It happens in the summer. So planting wildflowers now, in a lot of cases, including blue bonnets and Indian paintbrush and things like that, it's a good time to do it. There's a ton of great salvias that are available, so look into that. Use, we've got a misspelled word, use spider lilies and fall crocus, fall amaryllis, mums and asters for later flowers. But to tell you the truth, you're going to actually get better flowering. I need to change this wording a little bit. You're going to get better fall flowers and kind of longer lasting color from zinnias and marigolds in a lot of cases than from the typical fall plants like asters and mums. It's time to start thinking about some vegetable plants. I'll cover those and a few other things that we need to be doing at this time right after this break. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Real quickly, and then we'll go back to, once again, jam-packed phone lines. You can still plant some summer vegetables, believe it or not, even okra. You know, we were talking to one of the previous callers that, maybe a little bit late, but okra germinates fast and grows quickly. I'm going to try it myself. I've been behind in my experimental gardens as well. But you can still plant peppers and squash and cucumbers and beans and have really good production from now on through the fall. And in fact, a lot of times you have better production during this time of the year and into the cool part of the early part of the fall, where the temperatures are nice, but there's still plenty of sunlight, than you do in the spring. And then we're right on the edge of planting the cool season stuff. In fact, you can right away now, or, and I'm talking about for people in Zone 8, Dallas-Fort Worth area, you'll have to adjust if you're north or south of us. It's just a timing issue. But we're really looking right now at broccoli, cabbage, kale, Swiss chard, things like that to go in. And then later on, of course, we get into a whole lot more as we ease into September, later September and early October, including planting onions and garlic and things like that. Garlic is ideally planted about October the 15th in our area. You can prune away if you need to prune any trees. Don't think that trees just need to be thinned out, but if you need to do some pruning, it can be done right now. It's a great time right now through fall and into the winter. It's just great to get all that planned and done. Fertilize. The third major fertilization of the year. You can start thinking about it now. It can happen this month, next month, or October. It can be any of them. Put out the organic fertilizer at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Whether you want to use corn gluten meal or not is up to you. It'll cost a little more and will interfere with seed germination, like I said early in the show. Garrett juice mixture, make your own or buy one of the commercial products on the flowering plants. You'll see great results. If you add mycorrhizal fungus to it, you'll have some benefit. If you haven't done that before, the commercial product that has it in the product is the Garrett Juice Pro. Watering and pest control, we'll save that and work that in a little bit later. Right now, back to the phones. Let's see who's first. Jeff in Corinth, Texas is first. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Howard. I have about 10,000 square feet of what used to be weeds when I moved in, and I've got about 2,500 square feet now of grass.
Okay.
And I'd like to get the mow height set properly so I can promote a lot of root growth to get me through the winter so I don't lose the grass.
The note says Bermuda grass. Is it?
Yes, sir.
That's all you have?
Well, yes, sir.
The mowing height on Bermuda grass is an interesting thing. It's more of a cosmetic call than what's best for the plant. Other grasses, zoysia to a great degree, but certainly St. Augustine grass and the cool season grasses, bluegrass fescue and things like that, there's no question that the higher you mow them, relatively speaking, you know, don't let them get way too tall and be practical about it, but to a degree, the higher you mow, the higher you maintain the grass, the deeper the root system will develop. There'll be a direct relationship between top growth and roots. Bermuda didn't read that book. Bermuda grass will develop a deep root system if you mow it down at a quarter of an inch. It's more, like I said, what you would like to see. And I guess most people, and I'm okay with this recommendation, would tell you to mow the Bermuda grass somewhere between an inch and a half and 2 inches, you know, rather okay. than the 3 and 4 that often is the ideal kind of thing for St. Augustine grass and the cool season grasses and all that. So somewhere around 2 inches is probably ideal for you. But if you want it lower than that, it can take it. If you want it a little higher than that, it can take it too. But it won't all make that much difference as far as the overall health of the grass.
All right, and that would get me through, I guess. Do I have to worry about anything for the winter that's coming up? Because it's like I said, it was mostly all weeds, and so I want to make sure that it will make it through this first winter.
Just putting definitely in your situation would do a fall fertilization with one of the organic fertilizers. I'd buy one of the blends that has alfalfa in it. If you put out a light application, a quarter of an inch up to a half inch of decent compost across the turf, you can do either or you can do both. It'll definitely give you some benefit.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Howard. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to North Richland Hills and talk to Roger. Hello, Roger.
Hi there. Okay, so they came through here two nights in a row and sprayed for mosquitoes, and I'm really upset about, you know, my herbs and vegetables. I'm just wondering if I should just cut them down and start over.
Well, that's a good question. It's frustrating, isn't it, Roger? Do you know what they sprayed?
No, I do not. And we got no warning that they were going to do it.
Really? They just did it. The good news is they fogged in the front yard, and your vegetable garden's probably in the backyard.
That is exactly right.
Which, you know, and the mosquitoes are too. They hadn't quite figured that out yet, and I hope they don't, because they'll try to figure out how to spray our backyards too. Can you hang on, and we'll chat about this when we're not rushed. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. We were talking with Roger in North Richland Hills. He got sprayed by the city or the county and wanting to know if he should cut down his vegetables or stick in there. You still there, Roger?
Yes.
Here's the thing. They probably use synthetic pyrethroids. That seems to be the toxic chemical of choice by the county and the cities. And like I said, when they fog with trucks in the front yard, there's not that much of the toxin that, you know, goes over your house and collects in the backyard. We're glad that they haven't figured that out yet. So there's probably not a whole lot of toxic residue on the plants, but there's possibly some. There's some that, you know, if your neighbors are spraying the wrong kind of things, it would be drifting on. So everybody is susceptible to having a little bit of contamination. There's not a Texas or even a testing lab near us that does testing for those kinds of things. There's one out in the Pacific Northwest somewhere, and maybe I need to get that name so I have it for people like you. It's expensive. If you don't know what they sprayed, if you just tell them to look for toxins, it's a very expensive test. If you tell them that you want to look for permethrin or a specific chemical, it's a fairly reasonable kind of a test. Probably what I would do if I were you is I would spray just a little bit more often with the Garrett juice with some orange oil mixed in at not 2, but 1 ounce per gallon of water. 1 ounce per gallon of spray. And at that rate, you'll have no phytotoxicity. It will have a detox effect. You know, the humic acid in one of the commercial versions of Garrett juice in this case would probably be better than your own homemade compost, because the humate functions a little bit like activated charcoal as far as grabbing and tying up a toxin. And then the biological activity that comes from the rest of the mix is what actually breaks down the big molecules.
And whenever I eat my, it won't bother, it's not a problem eating the stuff, you know, once I've sprayed.
Well, if you, in this case, there won't be a lot of systemic effect from the pyrethrum products. They don't have that much of a systemic effect to begin with. And when it's fogged on and it comes over and alights on the foliage, it's not going to be getting into the plant all that much like some of the other, you know, unfortunately used toxic chemicals. So washing the vegetables just real thoroughly with bio wash or with plant wash or veggie wash or something like that before they're eating will get rid of all that might be on the surface. And I don't think too much of it will be down inside the plants.
How about the soil? Is the soil toxic now?
Not really, not from one fogging. And that's why I say if you do the Garrett juice with the orange oil in it, and it'll spray the ground as well as the foliage, and you'll do a pretty good detox effect. The only way to know for sure is to get some of the soil and some of the plants and send it to one of these labs to test for it. Mm-hmm. And like I say, there's not very many of those, and it's an expensive process to do. If I lived there, I'd go ahead, not cut them down, go ahead and use them. If you had had it in the front yard where it got hit directly, I'd probably tell you to start over.
Right. Hey, thanks so much.
Okay, good luck. I'm sorry about it, but not anything we can do, it doesn't look like.
Right.
All right, talk to you.
Bye-bye.
And if people were wondering, well, what are you going to do? You know, we got the Zika, whatever. We've got the West Nile, we got all that. Yeah, that's all dangerous stuff, especially if you're young and pregnant and in the age category of getting pregnant, and you need to be concerned about all that. My point is it doesn't work. This misting, like we talked, not much of the misting that is done in the streets from trucks gets to the backyard. Well, that's where the mosquitoes are. I recommend spraying and misting if they're going to do it. And there's a lot of backup from Rutgers University and a lot of other places that if you do put in the spray trucks BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis, israelensis, the biological material that kills fungus, gnats, black flies, and mosquitoes, it'll do a whole lot more good than spraying permethrin. Or resmethrin, or whatever the heck they're spraying these days. I'm sure it's something in one of those categories. And then the thing that's working for us, and it's not going to eliminate them, nothing is going to eliminate them, including spraying DDT every day, daily, from airplanes and from trucks in the street. You're not going to kill all of the mosquitoes. Can't be done. But this biological approach and putting traps on your property. And what you do, very simple, you leave 5-gallon bucket or a wash tub or some kind of a container of water in a place that's away from where you normally are using the backyard or the garden. And you let it intentionally continue to hold water and go stagnant. Let some leaves be in it and dust and debris and go stagnant, so that it attracts mosquitoes, right? Well, why is that a good idea? Well, what you do is you throw a little BTI in it, creating a death trap for the mosquitoes. The BTI can be put in liquid form. You can use a little piece, buy the dunks, the mosquito dunks, and break little pieces off, throw them in there, or you can get the mosquito bits, which is a granulated product, throw a few granules in there. You know, once a week, once every couple of weeks. And you can monitor it. You can see the mosquito larvae in there wiggling around right at first and then dying. And then they can't escape the BTI. It kills them. And so you've created these traps where you attract them away from you to these traps, and the BTI takes care of them. Then you spray the entire site with BTI and get it into the drainage system underground, get it into the above ground wet areas, the gutters and things like that. But you want to spray the whole site. You want to get it in the moist mulch and in the bamboo, if you have that like I do, and if you have real thick plantings, the mosquitoes can breed in those thick plantings, not just in standing water that's large. So these little micro breeding sites we hit and help control the mosquitoes to a great degree by using this biological spray, BTI. Where is it available? Every garden center, every feed store, every farm store, every hardware store out there sells BT products under a couple of different names. Look for the active ingredients. It's not the name of the product. Back to the phones. Dave in Fort Worth next up, listening on our Dirt Doctor app. Hey, Dave.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you. I understand how microbes work. I've heard there's a billion per gram of topsoil in the topsoil. I know that they help us with probiotics and digest food, but this fungus, I don't get fungus at all. Like, an example of brown patch, where does it reside? I know mushrooms are fungus, you know, this toenail fungus, but most of the fungus I see, like in the compost pile, is protected from the sun, and if it weren't, it would die. But what's the brown patch for? Does it reside in the soil?
It resides right on, that's a good, interesting question. It resides right on the base of the grass shoots, brown patch, right where those shoots are in contact with the ground. Fungus can live above ground and even in full sun. You know, when you see rust on a plant, like on a hawthorn, Indian hawthorn or something like that, the little red spots, that's fungus, and it's right out in full sun. So,
all right.
Yeah, the different microbes can live in different conditions. You have microorganisms on the leaf surfaces, on the stems, on the surface of soil, as well as inside leaf tissue and stem tissue and down in the soil. Fungus and bacteria and various microbes, they can live anywhere. You have microbes living in molten lava and in, you know, solid frozen icebergs. There's microbes that live in any kind of condition that's out there.
Yeah, I've heard that. I just got confused about fungus and been fighting it with organic methods like cornmeal and carrot juice and rock minerals and so forth.
But it's kind of a slow process. Yeah, if you want to speed up the process, I'm writing about this. I'm adding this to the organic manual right now. Hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store, mix of water 50-50, gives you roughly a 1%, a little over 1% solution. And you can spray it and kill the fungus like brown patch and gray leaf spot and things like that really quickly. The cornmeal just tends to help you on a longer-term basis because it sets up a beneficial microbe called Trichoderma. And this Trichoderma attacks and overpowers the pathogens like Rhizoctonia, which is what brown patch is.
Okay, so the hydrogen peroxide 50-50 will help with Trichoderma? Am I following you?
No, it won't help with Trichoderma. It might even kill Trichoderma. So it's a different way to kill that pathogen quickly.
Okay.
If you drenched it over and over and over again, you'd go from it being beneficial and helping you with the pathogen to probably hurting some of the really good microbes in the soil. So if you use hydrogen peroxide, you do it one time, and then you go back to the cornmeal and garlic and other things that work better long term.
All right. Good. I'll do that this afternoon.
Okay.
And I got a whole bunch of live oak leaves. Is there an intelligent way to get those to compost?
Yeah, they're hard, and that's the reason they're slower. Mow them, crunch them up somehow, put them in the driveway and drive over them and smash them some. In other words, do something to physically disturb the hard surface of the live oak leaves, and then put molasses, either dry or liquid, into the compost with the other materials, and it'll speed up the process greatly.
That makes sense. Thanks, Howard.
Appreciate the call. Let's go next, and the open line is 866-444-3478. Is it Dino?
Yeah, hi, Dino. This is Dino from Aurora, Illinois.
How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for taking my call, a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you.
I live in the state of Illinois, which we get a lot of rain. Uh-huh. The problem that I have in the back of my yard is Creeping Charlie.
Okay.
It started in a shady section of the lawn, and it's spreading to the sunny. How can I stop from spreading, and how can I stop the growth of Creeping Charlie?
Okay. Let's talk about Creeping Charlie when I come back so we're not rushed here with Dino. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed.
The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Dino in Illinois about how to control creeping Charlie.
That's correct.
Now, we're talking about the little ground cover weed that's about the size of a 50-cent piece and a scalloped edge, kind of rounded. Is that what we're talking about?
That's correct.
Okay.
It is.
It's pretty easy to control, actually, Dino, but the trick is to control it and then not hurt what you're trying to grow, what you do want to have there, which is what? What are you trying to grow in that area?
It's just plain lawn, and there's just a few trees.
Okay, you got bluegrass or fescue or a mix probably. Okay.
That's right.
Well, there is a product on the market that you can get that will do it. If your local garden centers and feed stores don't have it, you can order it, mail order. It's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer, AgriLawn, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer.
Okay.
And it will kill Creeping Charlie. Creeping Charlie is actually pretty delicate leaf. Some people like it. Some people grow it as a ground cover, but it does escape and become a problem in some cases. But it will kill the Creeping Charlie. The product in the South, when you use it on Bermuda grass and St. Augustine and Zoysia, you can just put it on the whole turf area, and it'll kill the broadleaf weeds and crabgrass, grass weeds, without hurting the lawn. Now, on the cool season grasses like you have, bluegrass and fescue, there may be a little bit of browning and damage to the turf as well as to the Creeping Charlie. The other thing you can do, if the Creeping Charlie's in an area where you can spray it and not hit the grass at all, it's just in a bare area or something and you want to get rid of it, you can get 10% pickling vinegar out of the grocery store and spray it, and it'll kill it right now. It'll kill it quickly. But it will also hurt it in the turf. It'll hurt your turf grass.
I understand. Could you repeat the first one?
Yeah, it's called AgriLawn. One word, but AgriLawn. AgriLawn. It used to be called What was the original name? It was another name. Doesn't matter. It's not that out there anymore. But the crabgrass killer is the thing.
Okay.
The amazing thing about the product is that its active ingredient that kills the weeds is cinnamon.
I see.
So it's a low toxic. Well, it's not low toxicity. It's a no toxicity herbicide.
Excellent. And do you have a website so I can look at things that you may recommend as well for other
Sure,
things?
You bet. It's called dirtdoctor.com, all spelled out, Dirt Doctor. Okay. Oh.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
You Thanks too. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And by the way, I haven't mentioned lately the newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter, and we cover one subject at a time. We don't try to cover a whole bunch of things. So you can see it and see whether it's something you're interested in or not, and read it and click on the links that where it takes you to other places. Or if it's not of interest, click it off. It's free. It's weekly. You get it by signing up at dirtdoctor.com right on the homepage there. Let's see who's next. Esther in Frisco, Texas. Hi, Esther.
Well, good morning. I have a Chinese pistache that's probably about 13 feet tall, and it's been in the ground 5 years here in Frisco, and it has anthracnose. According to Callaway's and an arborist that came out. And I want to know what I can do now at this stage. It's dropping leaves, brown leaves, and I need to know what I can do now to help it.
Well, did any of those characters that you talked to happen to mention that it was probably too deep in the ground?
Well, I think it is. And it has, this arborist has, it had circling roots, and she worked a long time and got one circling root off, and she said she'd come back this winter and check and see if there were some more. The flare is barely there. I think it needs to be more, but she thinks it's enough. So,
well, what's leading to anthracnose, if that is, in fact, what the plant has, and it may be. It's coming from stress from the plant being too deep in the ground. Every single Chinese pistachio tree that's out there, 100% of them are too deep in the ground. And the reason I know that is because they're too deep in the containers at the growing operation before they went to the nursery, before you bought it. So you're right. You're on the right track. I don't know why some arborists are fighting this so much, I guess because they didn't come up with the idea. But you need to dramatically expose the flare to where you can step on it.
Okay.
And then you're probably going to do what you've suggested, expose some more circling and girdling roots, and those ought to be taken completely off. Now, the next step of solving the problem, whether it's anthracnose or not, is to apply what we call the entire sick tree treatment, and it's explained on my website on dirtdoctor.com, right on the homepage under the word guides. That's the button that takes you to all the formulas and the basic programs that I recommend. But what you want to do is apply the entire procedure. It's called the sick tree treatment, and your tree will come out of it and be fine.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's almost 100% of the cases, Chinese pistachios and lace bark elms and certain species are too deep in the ground, but all the others are too for the most part. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, third hour for most of you right after this.